for too long. I was trying to do too many services to too many different niches, you know, niching down and having one product to one avatar, stuff like that. And then also charging your value. So if you help as many people without asking for help, for asking for business in return, eventually they just come back to you. That's why I keep saying that.
You're listening to Elevate, the official podcast of Elite Agent for real estate industry sales professionals, property managers and leaders. With thanks to our partner Connect Now, Elevate brings you the best tools, thinking and strategies to elevate your results. To get access to all of Elite Agent's premium resources, including a detailed episode guide for this podcast, visit joineliteagent.com. And for more information about how Connect Now can make moving easier on your clients, visit connectnow.com.au. Here is your host, Samantha McLean.
Hey, hey everyone, it's Sam from Elite Agent. And today on the Elevate podcast, we're joined by a special guest. You may have seen his reels and videos on social. It's Joel Ma from Scale Up Digital. So for those of you who have set yourselves a goal for 2023 to increase your social media prospecting and marketing strategy, this one is absolutely for you. So Joel, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like I've just jumped into one of your TikTok videos. I've been quite addicted to them. So it's really nice to actually sort of be able to have a two-way conversation with you.
For sure. No, that's awesome. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So tell me about a little bit about your business. You and your brother Sean have joined forces.
Yeah.
To help agents level up their marketing and their social strategies. So how did you come to be in real estate?
So I actually started as a real estate agent about 5-6 years ago. I used to work in retail. I was running menswear stores. So I used to work in suits. So I had I used to dress up a lot of agents in their suits. And I used to just talk to a lot of agents at the time. And, you know, I got asked a lot to come and work with them. And I really liked one of the guys. I was like, you know, let's just try it. And it was a good move for me. It's very challenging. Real estate's very hard, you know. But yeah, like I just sort of found my way through marketing because I just thought there's got to be an easy way to prospect other than just, you know, cold calling, door knocking, which obviously all works. But I just started creating these digital marketing ads for myself and I started working. And then I just found myself enjoying the marketing part better than the real estate part. And I always had a thing for it. And my principal at the office at the time still is, but he saw what I was doing and he sort of hit me up and said, hey, you know, because he saw me not making as much as calls as everybody else. And I was, you know, getting a lot of listing opportunities. And he's like, what are you doing? And I sort of showed him because obviously I was testing it then. I was still finding out what it is. And it was working really well. And I showed him what happened and we pretty much started pumping it for him. And we hadn't had a partnership together and it worked really well. And then from then just started, a lot of agents started noticing what was going on. And I just created an agency out of it. And then my brother came on board. He was a sparky at first, as the electrical apprenticeship, and he finished that. And then we started our own real estate marketing agency, and we've been helping agents ever since. It's been about 5-6 years now. So yeah,
what a time to be alive that you can do all of that from, you know, like swapping careers, and it's amazing.
Oh, unbelievable. Yeah, that was good. I feel like real estate showed me the way to marketing. It was sort of obviously because, and you would know as well as. I think social media is a huge gap in real estate. A lot of people are doing it, but it's just, you know, whether you're leveraging everything you're doing right and getting out there, because content is more important now than ever.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll get on to some tips and stuff in a minute, but on the topic of scale up, what sort of suite of services do you provide to agents?
Yeah, so predominantly, obviously a lot of lead generation, but we really focus on building audiences. So using campaigns to find the right people in your areas. Because basically, real estate is built on trust, built on connections. You're never going to get a listing off an ad, very rarely, if so. But what we try and focus on is, you know, every agent is going for a core area. So we have a product which is called a digital listing system, digital listing attraction system. So basically, we work with the agent exclusively and we create the campaigns to, you know, generate interest, build trust and use content to find the right people and then just provide as much value as possible to the homeowners. Like I said before, without asking for business. So, you know, we build those audiences and then we retarget those audiences with more direct ads and more stuff to, you know, help people out and get them to opt in to get information from you. So it's more about being the go-to advisor in the area over being just another real estate agent online. But yeah, we pretty much handle the whole marketing system. So from ads to automation to opt-ins to back-ends, all the stuff. Because, you know, a lead is just a lead. It's what happens after that obviously turns into an opportunity. So we handle the whole thing for the agents. Yeah, it's big progress.
Yeah. So just to summarize that, it's not just like getting an email address from something. You actually sort right. of, okay, what do I do with that email address now to nurture them along the...
100%. Yeah, because like I said, it's, you know, once you get a lead in, that's just the first step. And you know, that could be very cold. So basically, we want content going out, continuously building trust with these prospects. And then basically when they do opt in, it's because they've seen your videos multiple times. They've seen, you know, testimonials, they've seen listings, they've seen just solds. And now they've come in to get information from you. And then they go into a, like we create workflows for those clients so that everybody gets SMSs from you, emails every couple of weeks. You don't want to like hassle them too much, but basically everything we send that prospect is something that's going to help them in their property journey. So the way we set it up, it's a big process, but if you do it properly, you know, opportunities will start coming in properly. And when someone does call you or come through an ad, the way we do it, it's a much higher quality lead and someone who actually wants to talk to you specifically. Because, you know, there's a lot of cold lead ads that agents are doing and they keep saying, you know, these leads are very cold. So what's to go with that? But it's, again, it's what you do with that lead after it. But yeah, we try and create that to make sure that we're providing as much value as possible for the agent to their prospects.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the principles of marketing, obviously, is to hang out where your audience hangs out, whether that be, you know, on social media or in community groups or whatever. What are you finding the most effective platforms for agents right now? Is it Facebook? Is it Instagram? Is it somewhere else?
Definitely Facebook is the biggest one. As Facebook and Instagram are connected, so they both work really well. So generally when we're running ads, it's on both platforms. Google ads work as well, but it's a lot more expensive, a lot more specific. But, you know, in terms of Facebook ads, it's very good to basically find your audience and keep building that audience and keep building trust with it. If you set up the marketing properly, you can essentially build a social media audience without even having them as leads in your system. So Facebook ads is definitely the best avenue to find more and more people because, you know, some people say, oh, not everybody's on social media, you know, older demographic, but it's untrue because older demographic is actually the most common leads we get because they love it. You know, they see, especially if it's good value, it's free stuff, they love to come through and opt in and they don't have no issues giving their details for it. But definitely Facebook's been our most successful avenue for social media for real estate agents for sure.
I'd agree that my mother-in-law's on Facebook all the time.
There you go.
See her everywhere. So I just want to talk about a couple of my favorite reels that I've watched because I think actually just going back a little bit, I've noticed that you've got no issues just creating content and it looks like that you're quite set up for it, but it's not fancy. Your content is not, you know, like bells and whistles of production and stuff like that, but it's just straight down the line. Here's a good thing that you need to know. And for anyone who's listening, do not worry. We'll leave links to Joel's socials in the show notes and stuff. But yeah, is that your general philosophy to creating content? Just get the good stuff out there. Don't worry about my hair.
Oh, 100%. Like I literally sit down and set my phone up. Like it might look like I'm a natural on there or maybe not, but it's absolutely not. I shoot a lot of raw video, make a lot of mistakes through it. It's just, you know, the editing obviously makes it look a lot better, but it's very, very basic, generic content. All I do is every day things are happening in marketing. So I'm seeing what's working, I'm seeing what's not working, and I basically try and transition that into content. So I just want to help out as much people as I can. My philosophy on social media is if I can build an audience through value-based content, you know, eventually I'll have like a big group of people that not trust me as their marketer, but, you know, I just want them to go see a video online like randomly and go, you know, this guy's giving me really good information. He's actually not asking for anything in return. And I think that it's more of a longevity thing for me. I want to build like a community. And I think that'll definitely obviously pay back in the long term. But yeah, like I get such better feedback from it because I see a lot of ads from market agencies making these huge promises about 20 listing leads a month and all this, which I just don't see how that's real. There's a difference between a listing lead and an actual sales appointment. So yeah, I just think I really want to produce not the best content, but content that actually can help agents get to the next step in their social media or help them set it up or, you know, how to get leads or how to do something better. And I do that by, I'm doing it in real life every single day. So hopefully it helps agents more, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm pretty sure it would. Okay, so let's talk some practicalities. There was one reel of yours that I really liked that you just said, stop marketing on Facebook to try and get a listing. People don't like it. Explain to me what the thinking was behind that one.
Yeah, so look, you basically, my big thing is stop asking a cold audience for business. So again, real estate is built on trust and relationships. You know, when you get a listing, it's because that person trusts you. They know you. They want you to handle their, you know, the process. it's a big emotional transaction for homeowners. So if you just say on an ad, list with me, or you're thinking of selling, like, look, it's just never going to work. You're wasting money. You know, a lot of people don't want to put the money and invest in building an audience first and building the trust. It's just like if you go and door knock and go, hey, list with me, it's probably not going to work straight away. But if you have something to give them and provide value, if that person's thinking of doing something, whether it's now or, you know, next month or next 3 years, whatever it is, it's much better to provide value first, get them in, and then start, you know, once they start thinking about doing something, you're going to be top of mind. So that's all you want to do, you know, be that go-to. So if they've got questions, you're going to be the one that's there all the time. And that's why digital marketing is so good. As soon as someone sees one video that they like, we can track that. And then we just keep retargeting them with, you know, testimonials, more listings, coming soon, to just make sure they're busy and we leverage the stuff in the right way.
Yeah, absolutely. What are some of the other big mistakes that you see agents making that you just wish you could say, I'm hearing that stop in my feed a lot lately, you know, that stop scrolling. But
yeah,
what are some of the other things?
I literally just did a video I posted this morning. So you see, but the biggest three things I saw in 2022 that people need to stop doing is stop just boosting posts. So boosting posts is obviously on Facebook and you just click boost post on that video because you're essentially just giving Facebook money. Okay. So you want to create actual objective campaigns. So whether you want to get leads or you want to get video views, you want to get engagement, create them properly in the back end of Facebook, which is Ads Manager. So that way you can actually optimize for results and see which offers or which ads work. Another one was stop not doing video. So a lot of agents are still doing photos, are still not posting content. You know what I mean? Because look, a lot of agents I speak to just say, I've tried social media for a month and it didn't give me any return, or it's not worth it, which obviously, again, consistency always wins. You know, I just said make content a non-negotiable in your business, make it a part of your to-do list. So you make cold calls, you call up your sellers, you call up your leads, make content one of those non-negotiables, because I promise you it'll change your perspective on social media, because if you do it long enough, you'll get the return and you'll get the people coming through. So yeah, those are my big stop doings, I think, for this year. I just had a meeting with an agent this morning. Instead of worrying about leads so much, focus on really building an audience in your social media, as long as it's set up properly, and then just keep providing value until they say, you know, all right, come around, get an appraisal done, or, you know, because eventually they come. They do.
Yeah.
If you provide enough value, you will get business back.
If you've got an agent who's making excuses, like, you know, about not creating video, like, you know, don't like my hair or whatever, what would you say to them to get them past it?
Yeah, the last thing you need to worry about is having a full-on professional video done or looking the best. Do it on your phone. People don't care how quality that video is. They care about what your offer is or what your value is in the video. As long as you're making content that's going to help that person that is your potential prospect get to the next step or help them. And there's plenty of things you can talk about. The uncertainty in the market, the interest rates, you know, what's happening in your street or in your area. There's plenty of things you can talk about every single day. So there really is no excuse. You know, all you got to do is shoot a video. It's got to be 30 seconds long. And look, no one's perfect on video. I'm not perfect on video. It takes practice just like everything else. But again, stop worrying about, I think, saying, oh, I can't get a quality video, I don't look good. They're just excuses not to make content. But like I keep saying, if you're listing a lot of property, if you're not doing content in the next couple of years, you will fall behind 100%.
Yeah. At the moment, in some areas, it's tricky to find buyers because, you know, the market seems, you just mentioned interest rates and a few of the other things that are going on at the moment. And you did create a fun reel on how to find buyers. So
yeah,
we'll point back to that one. But just for the listeners at home, how would you attract buyers using social media?
100%. So the biggest one, the most successful avenue that we found buyers for, especially if you want to find buyers in your areas, is create things like VIP buyer lists or listing access lists, stuff like that. So if you can create, you know, good videos and target them in your areas and say, for an example, if you're sick of missing on your dream home in your area, join our VIP list so you can get access to these listings before they go live so you can actually stop missing out on these homes. And, you know, you also get access to our off-market opportunities. You know, it's just creating ways to find people that are, but, you know, don't just say it. Actually have a list of people that, because then you can start connecting your off-market opportunities to every time a listing comes live, your coming soon video goes straight to that list. Because that's another thing agents need to start doing is coming soon videos for the listings, and that needs to be out 2 weeks before. And that, you know, your VIP buyer list should get those homes first. because you never know the percentage of turnaround in your area, because some of those buyers will be sellers. And if you service them that well and you show them how good you are at marketing property or how good you're marketing your brand, they're going to see that and go, you know, hey, this guy, this girl's pretty good. You know, I'm going to have a chat to them. Because when we also get buyers to opt in to be a part of our list, we actually qualify them as a seller first. So, you know, where do you need to buy? How much you want to spend? Are you pre-approved? Do you need to sell first? What areas are you looking at? Everything. So when they come through, it's not just an email. So you want to make sure that that's a very qualified lead as well. You know, some of my agents get listing presentations from their buyer funnel ads. So because they're servicing them so well.
Yeah. So I think you're kind of alluding there to, you know, the sales funnel, or let's just call it a marketing funnel or something like that, where you take in, somebody opts into something, you grab an email address, and then there's something that happens afterwards.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've often thought this too, because in the last 12 months, Elon Musk has bought Twitter and a heap of people have left after building heaps of following. I mean, we got caught up in the news Facebook getting like of 2020, I think.
Yeah.
And they cut us off after building a big following and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Is your email list still really, you know, where it's at in 2023?
Yeah, I think building your list is the most important thing you can do. You know, if you can find the right people with the right marketing, and then you know, because another important part of our business is nurturing your list better than anybody else will. And again, it's just what value do you have that you can repurpose to your list? You know what I mean? Because they're going to turn into your sellers, your buyers, your most active people. And if you're onto them all the time, it'll change your business 100%. I used to work with agents in the first agency I started at. You know, Josh, all he did was look after his buyers like better than anybody else. And he was listing the most property, because a lot of agents don't want to talk to buyers as much, because obviously it's not as much opportunity, but there definitely is. You know, I think nurturing your buyers list and your email list, definitely. You should always have email marketing set up and SMS marketing set up. So at least these prospects, and as long as they're segmented right, send them the right stuff, look after them, you know, provide value again. It's easy to do. You just got to set it up. But it's very important, because people forget about it.
Well, that's the thing. I end up on some agents' email lists and I've got no idea how I ended up. And I got one the other day saying, hello, no name, here are my listings. And I replied to that email saying, my name's Samantha, with a wink.
Yeah.
You know, what advice do you have for agents that are just doing that sort of stuff?
Yeah. And that comes to not having the right systems in place when you opt in. So everything has got to be personalized as well. So, you know, every time someone's speaking, if your email marketing is going out, don't make it sound like a robot. Like I said, I'd rather send one email a month than five a month. That's actually got real value. And it's going to help that person. Same with the ads. You know, like you want to repurpose that same content through the email marketing, the SMS. So like we set up SMS marketing and email marketing for our agent clients. So when they get leads through, so that person is followed up for the next 7, 8, 9 weeks, but it's specific to how they want to help that client. Don't just be like, hello, yeah, like no name, whatever. It's always going to be personalized. As soon as that's happened, that's gone. The person will never trust you. They probably won't open up another email. You know what I mean? So rather set it up right from the beginning and just make it personalized and provide as much value as you can. Because, yeah, your email marketing will work if you're sending the right stuff. And if you can track the clicking on the links and the emails and you're seeing how many are getting opened, and if you've got good call to actions in the emails as well where they can go somewhere and opt in or book an appointment, it definitely works.
Yeah, absolutely. Can I ask you what some of your favorite content creation tools are? Because you are pretty good at it. You put out a heap of content. So what are some of your secrets there?
I use apps like CapCut, which is like the video that I edited. And you probably know CapCut. It's like you can cut it out and put different things. And I use another app called Captions. Yep. So I've got someone who edits my videos as well if I don't have the time, where you can see like the crazy, you know, emojis and the things come up and the cutscenes and stuff like that, which is obviously really good. So I just want to make it as engaging as possible. So I have someone who does that for me. So that's done through Photoshop or Adobe. But yeah, CapCut and Captions work really well if you want that nice captioned, because I know you guys do it as well. It looks really well. It looks really good.
Yeah.
I just think it's really engaging. You know, it just keeps the audience inspired and with your videos, because a lot of people watch their phones on silent. It's good if you've got the captions so they can actually read what's going on. But the biggest thing in your videos is you've got to have that hook straight away. So that first hook, that first 3 seconds is the reason they're going to keep watching. And that keeps the, obviously the retention of each video. So if you're not getting any views on your videos, I mean, if it's not with the algorithms, because Instagram Reels is a little bit hard at the moment, but that first 3 seconds, if people aren't watching your videos, it just means you're not hooking them in quick enough.
Yeah. How do you create a good hook? Like, let's say I'm one of your clients. What would you tell me I needed to do better? And I'm not precious, so you can tell me.
Honestly, I just say, what does your consumer need to hear? You know, so the first thing is going to excite them. It's going to entice them. It's almost like, I don't want to say clickbait, but you know what I mean? For me, what's going to actually get them to listen to, yeah? So it's obviously things to do with more listings or what not to do or how to do things like that. So hook them in the first 3 seconds. Otherwise, most agents with their videos, they introduce themselves in the first, like nobody cares. Like, no offense. Nobody gives a shit if you're selling heaps of property or you're bragging about prices. Sorry for swearing, but stop bragging, hook them in, provide value. You'll notice a massive, massive difference in your marketing and your videos. But yeah, in that first 3 seconds, you've got to hook them in. So just use like a catch line straight away.
Look, it's changed so much, even in, you know, I don't know, we've been around for about nearly 10 years now, but I remember we used to have these elaborate intros, you know, like Video Hive things that we'd have professionally edited, and there'd be like this 20-second intro with music and everything on the screen, and, you know.
Massive difference, because 100%, like, I just got a new client in like a premium area. She's a little bit like older demographic, but her videos are like that. And she goes, oh, I just feel like they're not working as much. And I said, look, no offense, but that's not interesting anymore, you know, because you've made that property video about you for the first minute. You know what I mean? So especially if you're promoting property, you need to talk about that property. You need to showcase the property in its light. Don't make it the video about you ever. You know what I mean? So always make it about what you're showcasing or what value you're providing and what information that person can take from it. Because yeah, a lot of agents are still too much in the videos, especially when it has to do with listings. I feel like you should hardly be in it. Maybe quickly introduce the property and then that's about it. But yeah, content's definitely changed. It's tiring trying to keep ahead of it all. But yeah, you have to, you know, because someone will come along and do it better.
Yeah. How do you approach keeping ahead of the trends? Is there anyone particularly that you follow that you really pay attention to?
Yeah, so I look up to a few people. I got these caption kind of videos, these interview style from a big marketer, big sales guy, Alex Hormozy.
Yeah.
You've probably heard of him. Yeah. So to be honest, I read his book and he completely changed my perspective on marketing in general, and he's changed my business massively. Again, for too long, I was trying to do too many services to too many different niches, you know, niching down and having one product to one avatar, you know, stuff like that. And then also charging your value. So if you help as many people without asking for help, for asking for business in return, eventually they just come back to you. That's why I keep saying that. And that just stuck with me, you know, and that really changed my business, because I feel like I'm pretty much the only marketer in real estate who does this kind of content. And my product is very unique, because you'll see a lot of agents doing real estate ads, they look exactly the same. They're all saying the same thing, offering the same thing. And eventually it's just going to be saturated and no one's going to start opting into them, because there's so much accessibility to that kind of stuff. So yeah, I try and stay ahead, try to be unique. And I try and portray the same thing to the agents as well, because I never take an agent on and just duplicate the content strategy for them for like my last agent, or make their funnel look exactly the same. It's always different, unique. You know, content strategy is big for us. We want to make sure that we know what they want to get and what goes in their area. And also because every area and every homeowner is attracted to different things, and it's never the same thing that they like. So we test and test and test until we find the right one, and then we hone down on that.
Yeah, it is like what you say, I guess, to summarize that is, I think some agents out there are just afraid that if they niche themselves down too far, then, you know, they might miss that listing or that listing. Yeah. You know, but what you're saying is there's so much more benefit in being
100%. I was worried about that too, because that's exactly right. Because I was like, oh, what if I miss out on these kind of agents or this kind of business? But it's honestly, it's been a massive benefit to what I've been doing. And that's why content was a big part of it. Because if you scroll down to my first videos, they're horrible. They're terrible. But I just thought consistency wins. If I could just provide more value than all of my competitors for longer than they ever will, yeah, like eventually, you know, you'll win. So I think if I just have that same thing, and, you know, it'll definitely be the way, because content is going to take over real estate. Like REA, you know, stuff like that don't have many competitors, so they can charge what they want and do what they want. So, you know, create your own channels, send traffic to your own stuff so people can see what you're doing. And yeah, there's lots of things we can talk about that you can try and do. But marketing, and Alex Hormozy says this, marketing is just a fancy word for test.
Yeah.
So you just got to do it.
Yeah. I'm a fan of Hormozy as well, but I always say to everyone, everything's a test till it's not. Like, you know, should I do this? Should I do this? And I think, test it.
Yeah. And you always think, what if I didn't, you know? But yeah, you just have to try it. You have to try it. Give it a crack. But be consistent. Don't do it for 3 weeks and stop. That's the biggest thing. Like, if I did that, I would have lost so many times. I don't look at that video as my next winner. I just go, that's the next one. This is the next one. I just concentrate on more. It's just like if an agent's doing a lot of listings, they don't focus all their attention on that one listing. They just keep getting more. You know what I mean? So think of the same thing with videos. Because if you've got it set up right in marketing, that video, it's a prospecting tool. So that's what's going out to your audience and it's what's going to help them for the next thing. So just concentrate on what you're saying to them and what you're providing and then just keep doing it. You know, don't be like, I've done one. Hopefully that gets me heaps of business.
Yeah. Just, job done. That's it.
Yeah. No more. 2023 done.
Yeah, where's my 10 listings?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you've got to keep yourself accountable because, I mean, look, it seems easy, but, you know, sometimes I get a bit slack, but you have to keep it because as soon as I stop doing videos, my analytics drop, my viewage drops, you know, everything just drops. You just got to be accountable because, yeah, I know in the long term, it's going to pay off.
Yeah, absolutely. So just one sort of, actually, I was going to say it's a final question, but it's the second final question. Yeah. So if I'm an agent and I'm sitting there and I'm all inspired by listening to you today and I find it, you know, it would be impossible not to be, and I'm thinking, all right, I got to get out in there and create some videos, where would you start?
So I would look at, if you got REA, right, this is what I say, like create things called lead magnets. So if you go to REA, they have blogs and guides and everything like that. It's going to actually help people because people click on those, right? So things like if you're trying to attract a seller, what can I put out there that's going to attract them? Okay. So make sure that if it's something like, you know, how to get top dollar in a tough market, if you got uncertainty in your market right now, the buyers are slowing down, use that information as actual leverage to help homeowners and find them. So if you can use that as an ad and target it in your area, people are going to relate to that. They're going to connect with that and make sure they opt in to get that information from you because people like free stuff. You know, you're not saying list with me or, you know, list with me in the next 30 days. I'll give you nothing like that. You can type in what's going on in the market or in my area. REA is like really good or Domain. They've got all these blogs. So you can use them and create your own guide or your own lead magnet. So you can just start with that. But also what's going on? Like how many of you listed this week? What's the buyers been saying? You know, what should sellers start looking at if they're thinking about selling in the next 3 to 6 months? Just little things like that. I always say to agents, you have these conversations every week with your clients. So use that as information to find more and help more people. Because I know a lot of people get confused, but you're in the business every day. You're talking to people every day on the phone. Think about common questions you get. Like one of my agents now is she does questions of the week. So it's a common question she gets every time. And she goes, okay, I just said, use that as a common question and put that out to social media. And it's just made him, she got a massive return from it because people are like, that's the question I keep asking. I'm going to relate to that. You know, so it's just little things like that. You just got to think outside the box a little bit, but think about questions you always keep getting from your sellers or buyers and then use that as information you can put out to the marketplace, but always target it in your areas so you can talk to the people that you want to talk to.
Yeah. Like a complaint I hear from agents a lot is that, you know, the mainstream media are all gloom and doom. And look, I couldn't agree more. I often joke that Sandra Sully gets on the news and says good evening at 5 o'clock and then tells you why it isn't. They will always play up the drops in values and the increases in interest rates and if it bleeds, it leads kind of thing. I think, you know, what's becoming popular, what I've seen lately of these reaction videos where you can actually react to the stats and then put forward your
opinion.
Your opinion, yeah. What's happening in your market, yeah.
That's a great way. And I see a lot of people doing it now. Like they're reacting to another video. And because you're kind of the go-to for advice or property, or you can make yourself look like that and then you give your opinion, like your honest opinion on that reaction. You know, that's a great way to do it. And that's actually going off at the moment on TikTok especially. So, yeah, it's just little things like that, you know, like you're giving your genuine response to what's going on and just tell them what to do with the information. Because a lot of the time, agents will be like, you know, bragging about property prices they just sold and stuff like that. But leverage the property price and actually tell people what it sold for. Don't be like, you know, contact me for the information. Don't make it hard to access. Give away that information as much as possible. Because, again, that person that you've tracked through the video is now going to see you again, but now trust you to watch the next video. It's a ripple effect. So when you actually ask for details, they're more likely to opt in because they actually trust you for that information. Again, if you're doing that every single week, you can see how powerful that can be. Because if you set up your marketing right, it's very powerful how quickly you can build an audience and then start getting leads that way. But again, I always say give away all your secrets for free. Just keep giving away the secrets because 99% of the people will come to you for that information, 1% will take it on and handle it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Sorry, I went off on a tangent.
No, that's okay. I often do that. It's probably my fault. It's been great to catch up with you, Joel, on the podcast, and thank you so much for sharing a bit of your wisdom and knowledge and everything. And we'll leave a ton of links in the show notes. But if there was one thing that you'd like to leave everyone with today, what would it be?
If you're an agent right now in 2023, I would spend all my time and basically effort on social media, building an audience and providing as much value to that audience as much as possible. Set up your marketing systems properly and provide value every single week, every single month. And I promise you, it'll change your perspective on social media and you'll get more leads than you can handle. If you do it that way, long term, you'll have a much better listing business. But yeah, don't stop the other things you're doing. Social media isn't the magic pill, but it's definitely the way. And like I said, it'll take over real estate content. So just make sure you're on there providing as much value as possible because your competitors will do it and they'll come through.
Yeah, great advice, John. Thank you so much.
That's all right. Thank you so much for having me on here. Appreciate it.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Elevate Podcast with thanks to connectnow.com.au. Don't forget to get access to all of Elite Agent's premium resources, including a detailed episode guide for this podcast. Visit joineliteagent.com.